Watch, Zombified Trank Addicts Swarm Streets of Democrat-Run Philadelphia. By Amy Furr on July 18, 2023. A recent video clip shows trank addicts who appear to be completely zoned out on the streets of Democrat-Run Philadelphia. The individuals are seen standing on the corner of Kensington and Allegheny Avenues in the area known as Ground Zero for the city's drug epidemic, the Daily Mail reported Tuesday. One man in a blue shirt appears to have his eyes closed while sitting on the ground. Beside him are two individuals bent over at the waist with their arms hanging loosely, nearly touching the ground. What happened to Philadelphia? pic.twitter.com/6HMVFHJT. Ian Miles Chung, at Still Gray, July 17, 2023. The epidemic is due to the rise of xylazine, which is also called trank. The Mail describes it as a lethal sedative that is used to enhance the effects of heroin, fentanyl and cocaine. The zombie drug leaves users with rotting flesh, sometimes requiring amputation. A longer version of the clip shows a man walking past the individuals with a bandage on his arm. He appears not to notice the pair standing nearby. Trank has been taking a heavy toll on Philadelphia's residents for some time. And in April, United States government officials deemed xylazine an emerging threat while asking Congress for more funds to fight the drug that has been linked to overdose deaths. Meanwhile, Community Health Services advisor Kevin Dahlgren told News Nation in February, "I thought fentanyl was the worst thing I'd seen in my career, but now they've added trank to fentanyl. So now it's like a game changer, and it's terrifying." In May, Los Angeles authorities began warning residents of the spreading zombie drug that eats a person's flesh. Breitbart News reported, adding that trank is actually an animal tranquilizer. Philadelphia has been flooded with drug crimes under District Attorney Larry Krasner, D., per the Mail article. The White House recently announced a plan to crack down on the xylazine issue. However, the administration stopped short of recommending restrictions on the medication with pushback from farmers, veterinarians and others that regularly use the drug in their field, the Mail report said.